Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Conversations with Blair, and this is Blair that is speaking. I looked at my topic this week, why do we let people who commit violence or lie to the people or to the public have a platform or be able to talk to us? I looked at what I wrote below, and it doesn't match with what I wanted to share with you. What I'm trying to say is that we have gone to 24-hour news, 24 hours, 7 days a week, okay? And because we have not been able to fill that 24 hours, 7 days a week with news, updated news, interesting news, we have digressed to gossip and fluff. And so we have given people who otherwise would not get attention, attention. The lady who was president of the Seattle chapter of the NAACP has been given a platform. She's been called on to all the morning talk shows. Frankly, I think it's a waste of people's time to listen to somebody who doesn't tell the truth. And why are we giving her a platform to talk on, truthfully? If you're interested in this topic, please give me a call at 646-929-0789. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like your opinions about what we've done to ourselves. We have gotten to be a society that loves gossip. I mean, gossip has been around since time immemorial, but it used to be the neighbors talking about other neighbors and leaning over the fence and talking to each other. Oh, so-and-so bought a car. Isn't that nice? Or so-and-so's son is going off to college here. Instead, we have people printing news about actors and actresses and singers. And you know what? They're not important to my life, and they are not news, okay? What's going on in their lives, they may want us to know, but you know what? It's not important to what's going on in this country or what's going on in the world. We need to stop being diverted from reality and from things that are important to talk about, such as what our Supreme Court is doing. I think they've wandered way off the track, and get people to pay attention to what this country is all about. We are not operating with the Constitution. The framers of the Constitution were very wise men, and they built the Constitution so that we would have a framework to use for years to come. And instead, we are using it as a club and a tool to manage people's personal lives. And I just don't think that's where it's at. I don't think that's newsworthy. I don't think it's appropriate. And our Congress seems to be infected with the same problem. They care more about who's sleeping with who than dealing with legislation that would be better for this country. We don't need liars. We don't need people standing in front of us and telling us something and pretending it's the truth when it's a lie. We need to make people tell us the truth. Tell us what's going on. And let the public make informed decisions. Right now, everything is so watered down with 24-hour news, which isn't news, and is oftentimes misreported. I know that in the old days, people that reported the news on the radio, in the papers, whatever, they checked and double-checked their facts, and they knew what they were talking about. Nowadays, because deadlines are instantaneous, they put any type of garbage out there, and we swallow it, and we've got to stop. We have to be more discerning. I don't want to hear about this woman that presented herself as black and lied to the constituents that she was supposed to be protecting. You know what? She just flat out lied. She doesn't deserve a public platform to explain why she lied. And then she stands there and says, well, she wasn't really lying. She's always identified as being black. I mean, come on. And people say, well, have you had a DNA test? No. Do you think she's going to have a DNA test? No. This is perpetuating garbage. If you want to have something to say to me about this, I would love to hear from you. My phone number here is 646-929-0789. We let corporations lie to us. And, you know, if they get caught, they get fines. But that's not solving the problem. We as people of this country have to hold ourselves to a higher standard and demand that our corporations and our representatives and our president who represents us do the job for which they were elected. Not, oh, so-and-so's playing golf today, or so-and-so is going on a trip to Hawaii, or like President Obama, his children and his wife went to China. I don't want to hear this. I don't think it serves purpose, not one that has value for this country. Okay? If they take a trip, fine. If they try to make nice with the Chinese, fine. But we are not participating in governing this country properly if we spend our time concerned about what they wore, did they offend somebody over there, whatever. That's not government. That's not news. What is news is the treaties we make, the laws we pass, and if they are just laws. And then having a judiciary, which I used to believe in the Supreme Court, but now I think they're a little off kilter because they're supposed to interpret whatever argument against what the Constitution says. They're supposed to be the last bastion of protecting our rights. If you have an opinion about this, please give me a call at 646-929-0789. We have more important problems. I'm in a quandary about Obamacare. I don't know whether it's really for the betterment of the country. It is an unwieldy program, okay? I think that many of the laws that are being passed that we don't hear about that are taking place in Congress are, you know, detrimental to us. They are not what the framers of the Constitution meant for Congress to be doing. We need Congress to keep the United States the United States. United we stand, divided we fall. But if we're sitting here dwelling on minutiae that has no real value and spending our lives listening to this garbage, We're not helping ourselves. Please give me a call at 646-929-0789. In my opinion, Congress should go back through all the laws that have been passed in all the congressional years and see if some of them need to be disposed of because they no longer have any purpose. Okay? We are burdened with laws and laws and laws, and some of them just don't have any purpose anymore. And some laws, I think, are that we're creating now, to me, are like prohibition, which should never have been passed as an amendment to the Constitution, and finally got repealed. I don't think anybody's going to stand up and repeal some of the laws that are going on now because basically they don't know what's on the books. They don't know what the laws are. And unless it affects you directly, they're busy trying to earn money to live a life, pay for a roof over their head, for food on the table, for an education for their kids, and to take care of their health. And we've all gotten into this, you know. And then for entertainment, we listen to people who lie to us, or we listen to gossip that has no value to us other than to stop us from paying attention to what's really important, okay? One part of this country is in drought. The other part is getting a lot of rain, okay? We need to figure out how we can, the states that are getting deluged with the rain, how maybe they can help get some of that moisture, you know, over to the other states. I mean, yes, Mother Nature does, you know, does do what it does, okay? But if some of this that's occurring is because humans have interfered with the operation of our climate, then we need to stop, okay? Why isn't anybody asking, is there something that we're doing which is causing this, or is this a natural occurrence? That would be my question. Is it like, you know, in Egypt when Joseph said there'll be 7 years of feast and 7 years of famine? I mean, is this a normal climatic problem, or have we done something to manipulate? We need to pay attention to what's important and not let people lie to us, commit violence, and have it on the news or have it in the public media for us to consume as news. This isn't news. This isn't to our benefit. We need to get back to the basics of paying attention to taking care of this country, to this environment, to this world. The number here is 646-929-0789. Let's get back to taking care of our country and our world and not be living, as most of us do, paycheck to paycheck, so we need the diversion of listening to somebody tell us lies. That's not healthy. We've got to get down to the business of taking care of this world and our lives and make this country the great country that it is, that it was, and that it should be. So if you would like to say anything to me, make sure you give me a call, leave me a message. Just give me a call at 646-929-0789. And I hope that I haven't bored you, but this one really comes close to me about not taking care of ourselves. So thank you for your time, and I wish you all a better life. Thank you.